Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking how to help their toddlers learn gentle touches with people and animals. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this is you, you're not alone, and your little one is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing at this age. Let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When your 2 or 3 year old reaches out with hands that feel a bit too rough, or hugs the family pet a little too tightly, or pats a friend's face with more enthusiasm than gentleness, they're not being unkind. They're in the middle of one of the most beautiful developmental journeys of early childhood. They're learning empathy, and that takes time. Here's something that might surprise you. Research from the University of Michigan shows that empathic concern for others naturally emerges by the 2nd year of life. Your child's capacity for empathy is already blooming inside them like a tiny seed of starlight. But here's the thing, just like a seed needs time, water, and sunshine to grow into a flower, empathy needs time, practice, and your gentle guidance to fully develop. The part of your toddler's brain that controls impulses, that helps them think before they act, is still growing. It's like a beautiful garden that's just beginning to sprout. When they reach out to touch something they love, their brain is saying, "I want to connect. I want to show affection." But the part that says, "Wait, let me be gentle about this," is still learning how to work. And that's completely normal. 0 to 3, an organization that studies early childhood development, tells us that toddlers ages 2 to 3 are actively building the pathways for self-control and emotional regulation. This isn't something that happens overnight. It's a gradual, normal developmental journey, and you get to be their guide. So what does this mean for you? It means that when your little one is learning gentle touch, they need 3 things from you. First, they need your patience. Second, they need you to model gentle behavior. And third, they need lots and lots of practice in a safe, loving environment where it's okay to still be learning. Let me share some strategies that the Magic Book and child development experts recommend. First, show them what gentle looks like. Take their hand in yours and demonstrate soft touches on your own arm, saying, "This is gentle." Feel how soft and calm this is. Then guide their hand to touch gently, narrating what you're doing. "Your hand is being so gentle right now. That feels nice and calm." Second, use simple, positive language. Instead of saying, "Don't be rough," try saying, "Let's use gentle hands." Or, "Can you show me your soft touch?" This helps their developing brain understand what to do, rather than just what not to do. Third, practice with different textures and objects. You can practice gentle touches on soft blankets, stuffed animals, or even plants. This is actually where one of my favorite stories comes in, and I think you're going to love this. The Magic Book has a story called The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You. In this story, Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse where plants glow softly when they're cared for with gentle touches and kind words. It's such a beautiful way to show children that gentle care creates positive responses in the world around them. When the plants in the story glow in response to Milo and Nana's gentle touches, children learn something profound, that their gentleness has power. It makes things beautiful. It makes living things happy. It creates connection and joy. After you read this story together, you can create your own gentle touch practice. Maybe you have a houseplant you can care for together, or a pet, or even stuffed animals. You can narrate as you go, saying things like, "Look how happy the plant is when we touch it gently. See how our cat purrs when we pet her softly. Your gentle hands make others feel safe and loved." Here's something else the research tells us that I find absolutely wonderful. The National Association for the Education of Young Children says that empathy and kindness can be cultivated through intentional modeling and positive reinforcement. That means every time you notice your child being gentle, even if it's just for a moment, you can celebrate it. "You were so gentle with your baby brother just now. That made him smile." Or, "I saw you pet the dog softly. That's exactly how she likes it." These moments of recognition help your child's brain make the connection between gentle behavior and positive outcomes. They start to understand, "Oh, when I'm gentle, good things happen. People smile. Animals are happy. I feel proud." Now I know there will be moments when your little one forgets and uses rough hands. This is normal. This is part of learning. When it happens, stay calm. Get down to their level, make eye contact, and gently redirect. Remember, we use gentle hands with our friends. Let me show you. Then model the gentle touch again. The key is consistency and patience. Dr. Rebecca Waller and Dr. Luke Hyde from the University of Michigan emphasize that warm parenting and mutually responsive relationships are particularly important for promoting the development of empathy and conscience. What this means in everyday language is this: when you respond to your child with warmth, when you guide them gently, when you practice together with patience, you're building the foundation for a lifetime of empathy and kindness. Your child is learning that the world responds to gentleness. They're learning that living things, plants, animals, people, all deserve care and respect. They're learning that their actions have an impact and that gentle actions create beautiful results. This is such important work you're doing, my friend. You're not just teaching your child how to touch gently. You're teaching them how to move through the world with kindness. You're showing them that love can be expressed through soft hands and caring actions. You're helping them develop the empathy that will serve them for their entire life. So be patient with yourself and with your little one. Celebrate the small victories. Notice when they remember to be gentle, even if it's just for a moment. Read stories like The Greenhouse, where plants whisper thank you, that show the magic of gentle care. Practice together with plants, pets, and people. And most importantly, model the gentleness you want to see. The magic book reminds us that every child is on their own timeline, and that's perfectly okay. Some children learn gentle touch quickly, others need more time and practice. Both are normal. Both are beautiful. Your child is exactly where they need to be. You can find The Greenhouse, where plants whisper thank you, and many other stories about empathy, kindness, and gentle behavior in the Book of Inara app. These stories are designed to help children understand these important concepts through magic, wonder, and characters they can relate to. Thank you so much for being here today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for caring about your child's emotional development. Thank you for seeking gentle, loving ways to guide them. You're doing such beautiful work, and the Magic Book and I are always here to support you. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.